It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
It's been my show for a few years now. I quietly took it over.
I am so totally turned on right now, I could spit.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
Did they call you dudes or dudesy? No, usually the Canadian. Fun, man, I love it. Absolutely love it. Wouldn't want it any other way there.
You poor thing, to have to grow up in Canada. With America right there.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
And welcome back to the Bob and Jeff Show. This is not Bob or Jeff. This is Jason Duda. We're having a little issue here at the house with parking arrangements, so Jeff will be back in a few minutes. So you get me for about a minute and a half, which will be painful for everyone. But I want to touch on one thing here. From our debating segment early on when Jeff got here, talking about the kids in college, NIL, social media. I'll tell you what, it's tough all around. It is absolutely ridiculous, I think, what these kids had to go through. And when you think about it, COVID was probably the biggest issue when it comes to social media. Would you not agree with that, Jeff?
I don't know what you just said. Give me about 3 minutes to catch my breath.
I know you did have to literally run, what?
40 feet?
Yeah, that's tough.
That is tough.
You did have some stairs in the way there.
There were some stairs. There was some cold air out there. Misty was chasing me. But we got it done.
Well, that's good.
So it sounds like you're coming over to my side on this whole issue.
No, I wasn't coming to your side, but I understand what you were saying. Because they grew up in a different era. But I still think you still got to learn. And if you are, as we talked about earlier, and you're making money, you're getting paid, people are going to have an opinion. And you have to be able to learn how to sweep that away. Because it should be your coaches and your teammates that you worry about. It shouldn't be the random person that doesn't even have their name on Twitter saying comments that you don't like. I know it's difficult. I get your side of it. But at some point, you do have to grow up and realize you have to make a decision on some of this stuff. That's all I was going at.
I just feel like
I was giving you a little bit of props because I do agree with you.
Thank you.
But I am on Bob's side for the most part on this.
I doubt it. Once you get home tonight and really think about this, which I assume you'll do this. That's probably what you do after every show, right? You go home and think, what did we talk about?
And analyze.
How could I have been better? What do I really think about this issue that kind of came along on the spur of the moment? And when you do that tonight, maybe at the dinner table, maybe right before you go to sleep, you'll think, man, Jeff was right.
You know what?
About everything.
You know what? That probably will not happen.
Which part?
All of it.
The thinking about it or coming to the conclusion?
Once I get to the car out of here, I probably will forget about it.
We, in our generation, did the following generation no favors. We were lucky. You're a little bit older than I am. But I grew up, but when I was born and my first several years, we were still using the rotary phones, right?
Oh, yeah, I did for years.
And then we got caller ID or whatever, and then we had answering machines, and then MySpace came along, and there was this very gradual kind of progression of the technology that we had to deal with, right?
True.
And then it was the iPad, and then we had a computer before that, and it just seemed like it was a natural progression. And we experienced it all as it was happening. It grew up at the same pace we grew up. Nothing got introduced technological that we weren't capable of handling at the age we were at the time. Now, with our generation's invention and cultivation, see, these are good words, of social media, we threw these kids right into it from birth, right? They're not having to learn the next thing. They're just having to learn the next app and the next way. Oh, I got to be on this so I don't lose social standing, or I got to be on this because my friend's on this, or I got to date this way and I can't meet somebody in person. I got to do it on an app. That's hard. That's very difficult to have your entire life in the palm of your hand, literally. That's not easy. We didn't do them any favors by basically forcing them into that.
No, but did we force them into that, or did we allow it to happen?
We allowed it to happen to ourselves. Then we forced it upon our children because they didn't have a choice.
Well, and I think that's why it goes back to COVID.
Everything is digital now. Everything in the classroom is digital. Everything at work is digital. Every time you go take a trip, the car rental stuff's digital. Everything's digital, right? Am I wrong about this?
No, you're right about that.
And like I said, as we were growing up, these things progressed a lot more slowly. And the generation before that, these things progressed a lot more slowly. And technological advances were made as necessary. You know, we don't need social media, right?
No.
It's not something that's absolutely necessary.
No.
But we created it and we made it take over the world, and it's only natural to expect that affected young people who could not avoid it and were born into that world for it to take over their lives. That's where I'm at.
You know, the biggest, you know what I miss the most is picking up a paper. Does that sound weird? Like, I'd rather go get a paper than read something online. Like, I never do it. I'll never go to the news station and read online.
That's unfortunate. Never. I got a lot of stuff up there.
I know you do, but I won't do that. But if there was a paper and I went to get a coffee in the morning, I would grab a paper.
Yeah.
And I'd flip through it to see if something grabbed my eye, and I would read a small little article on that. I will not do that on social media on a website.
And that was a slow progression, and a lot of media organizations fell really, really far behind because it was moving so fast. And we weren't necessarily used to technology moving that fast. But once the paywalls and you're gonna have to pay to subscribe, all that stuff came along, it killed the industry because there were not enough people. Because all those people lived through the time when it went slowly, right? So once it starts moving quickly, they don't know how to react. And industries go by the wayside unless you're immediately digital. And then now all the industries are digital. Every industry is digital. So there have been industries that have been eliminated in favor of our new world. And again, we forced our children into a world of social media. And that's just this is what comes with it.
It does, but they do have to eventually have to figure it out.
They will.
Eventually have to figure it out. So when is that time? It should probably be in high school and college.
But figuring it out is way...
I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
But it's way different than just getting off of it, right? That's not necessarily what figuring it out means. Figuring it out does mean that there are a lot of bad people out there, that there are a lot of people with really bad intentions out there. But how do you disconnect?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, I got a phone call the other day, and I think it was from the cell phone provider, wanting to ask about something. I said, look, I don't know who you are, so I'm not giving you any information.
Yeah, of course.
And it probably was the provider, but I don't know. I don't trust anybody when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
I get something online, I see. I don't click nothing.
No, emails, nor should you.
Nothing. Text, nothing. Phone calls. If I don't
Is that know, why you don't text me back?
If I don't know the number, I will not answer the phone.
I like answering the phone when I don't know the number, though.
Why? Because you can be a bit of a
You get to mess with people.
Well, that's true.
I got one of those calls the other day. Do you want to make a payment on this? I was like, yeah, I'll make a payment. She said, when are you gonna make a payment? I said, October of 2046. I'll make a payment.
Did she take your information?
No, she didn't.
You didn't give it to her?
No.
That's smart.
That was smart, wasn't it?
That was smart.
I thought setting up a payment plan would work, but I guess it didn't.
That's unfortunate.
Did you watch the Shockers last night?
I did not.
They were not good.
What happened? I know they lost.
It's hard to say what happened. They just didn't play with any continuity. They didn't play with any rhythm or flow. They didn't play defense well. They missed assignments. Paul Mills was talking about how they went over screens on guys who couldn't shoot and went under screens on guys who could shoot. So they were always defensively out of position. And it just got away from them early because UMKC was making shots. And Wichita State, going on now 6-7 years, was not making shots. They haven't had a team that shoots well from the perimeter for a really long time.
Well, don't you think that this whole portal thing and everything else is probably not going to be that good for Wichita State?
Well,
not things are, because they haven't been.
Not until...
Since Greg Marshall left and it was back to there was no NIL and you could build a program. Now that it's not, I don't know how they're going to. I mean, we talked about this and Bob thought this was going to be a good team. They won a couple games out of the gate there. And I know you and I sat here and said, look, we got to see some games. And now after what we've seen, they've played, what, 10 games now?
They're 8-3, 11.
11 games. Where are they? Where do we think they are?
They're an average team. They're an okay team. And that's not going to inspire anybody, especially when you have a team full of seniors and you're average and you're not going to retain anybody. Nobody's coming back
to
this team.
And that's where I'm going with it. So you're going to lose everybody again and bring in a whole bunch of new people, new players, but how are you going to keep your fans if they don't never going to know anybody that's playing?
I don't even think it's
been my thing for years.
I don't even think it's the.
I think it's part of it.
It might be part of it.
Definitely part of it. If you don't know who you're going to watch, people enjoy going to games knowing the players that are there.
But here's what fans truly want. And it doesn't have to be an NCAA tournament team every single year. When you watch your team and they're just out there and you want your team to have an identity. You want your team to be about something. You want your team to be something. And I don't know if it's luck or if there could truly be a coach, and maybe it will end up being Paul Mills, who can come in here, work the transfer portal, and actually build a team and say, I know exactly what I'm targeting. I know exactly the way we're going to play. It seems like he got some pretty good players in the transfer portal, but are they a team? It just seems like a collection of guys to me. Well, a lot of them are kind of redundant and do the same things. And they're all seniors, so you can't adjust. You can't. These guys are like basically they've all played to the level of their capability because this is their last year in college. There's no real ceiling for this team. And I don't know. I think you need to go out there in the portal and find specific players who can play a specific way. It's just like recruiting out of high school, right? We know what we are. We know what we're about, and we're going to recruit players that match that. You can do that in the portal, but it seems like it's just we'll take the guy we can get and hope he's good and he played pretty well at this school and maybe that'll carry over. And with no real like recognition of will this actually help build a team.
Yeah, but that's the problem. You can't just go and get a whole new team every year
right,
and be good.
Because another thing fans want is to be on a journey with you.
Well, that's why
if they were,
you know, you go back to what you were just saying about, you know, we have an identity. We need a guy to play this spot. Well, that's why you go and recruit, because you're going to have that guy for that spot for a few years.
They don't have
Nowadays,
an identity.
You can't do it. So There is no identity for a lot of these teams. And for Paul Mills, I feel awful for the guy because you can't build a program. All you're doing is trying to find the best players that are left in the portal that haven't went to a Power 5
and that don't command millions and millions of dollars.
Don't want at least six figures just to come show up for a year, get paid and be like, well, whatever, I'm going to another team next year and I'll get the same thing again. It's literally impossible for Wichita State and for coaches to put a team together like that. Will it happen once in a while for a program? Of course it will. But the problem is for that one that happens to, there's 50 it doesn't.
I don't think it's the worst idea in the world because they're all kind of trying to feel it out, especially at the quote-unquote mid-major level where you don't really know exactly what's going to work. If you're coaching at Kentucky and you can go get 10 of the top 50 guys in the portal, yeah, that's probably going to work. Wichita State does not have that luxury, so they have to try different things and be a little bit creative and throw things at the wall. And this year they threw at the wall, well, what if we had a team full of seniors? Because, hey, when I was at Oral Roberts and we had experience, we got to the NCAA tournament and won a couple games, and that's really what it takes. And that doesn't seem like that's working. It might work. I don't know. Maybe they turn it around and have a great season, but they tried something. It seems like at best a C grade, and they'll probably have to try something completely different next year because they're losing all these players.
And that's part of the problem. I actually kind of give them credit for trying something else. Okay, let's just go try to get some seniors. Last few years, they've just tried to get better players. They tried to, okay, let's
with
try
no
seniors.
With no real...
Why not? You got to try something. This is what I'm saying, and I've been saying this for years. You can't build a program anymore. Paul Mills, Wichita State, when it comes to the basketball program, they can't build a program. You can't build it.
You can't.
You're trying to fix it every year is all you're trying to do.
Right. You can build a team year by year.
And after a while, you can't fix it. You can only put duct tape on it so many times before you know you got to do something else. And unfortunately, nowadays, you can't really do anything else because you just go to the portal. Because like you said, Kentucky will go get the 10 of the top 50 recruits. Kansas is going to take a couple of the other ones. North Carolina is going to get a few of the other ones. So what are you left with? After all those schools take those players, you're left with, what, 150 to 300? And then you're fighting all the mid-majors. And then you're fighting all the mid-majors to get those players.
Yes, and some of the high majors who missed out on the guys that they were trying for.
Exactly. So by the time you're getting players, it's hard to compete. It's hard to compete at a level where you can get to the tournament. And the only way Wichita State's probably getting to the tournament is by winning the conference. Am I going out on a limb saying that?
No, you're absolutely not going out on a limb. That's the only way
they're
going
to. That's the only way a lot of these mid-major schools now will ever get to the tournament. Because you know all the Big 12 teams and the Big 10 teams and the SEC team, they're going to be taking up all those spots. And then you got all the winners of the mid-majors and every other conference that are taking up the other ones. There's nothing left anymore.
I think Mills deserves more time. There are people, obviously, those message board folks who get to say what they're going to say, who are, you know, questioning whether he's the guy for the job. Year one,
you can't.
In the portal, he just got whoever he could get because he kind of got the job late. There wasn't a lot available. You didn't know who's back. You didn't really know what type of team you're going to be. So, oh, my God, we just have to fill a roster here. Year two, he's going, okay, we're going to get all these seniors, and we're going to get guys who have experience, either Power 5 like Justin Hill or at a slightly smaller level like Corey Washington, and we're going to build our team around seniors. And we're seeing that that is having halting success. Now you have to – if it doesn't happen in year three when you try maybe like let's recruit for fit – Let's find exactly what our identity should be, which is something past coaches at Wichita State have done extremely well at, and hopefully it's not going to be play angry. Hopefully it's going to be something a little bit different, and this is what we are, and we're recruiting specifically to that. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, guy could get early in the portal, guy could get late, Power 5 guy, mid-major guy. I'm recruiting for the team that I want to be, and that's that. And if it doesn't work next year, then you can reevaluate it after that, but he definitely deserves more time because this is new. And it takes a while to figure out.
Well, it does take a while to figure out. And it is new. But the problem is that you can recruit for those players, but then those players go somewhere else.
Right.
So what are you recruiting for? You can't recruit other than recruit out of the portal for a year. And it's just not right.
But you need a model, right?
Well, you need a model, Jeff. But still, you can get a model for 1 year, but it's hard to put a whole new team together in 1 year and be really good.
I'm with you. It is. Let's take a break. Sorry, Max. We get caught up in these enticing conversations. We got to keep going.
Conversations.
Yeah, we'll come back. Do a lot of little final full segment for you as we give way to Wichita State Women's Basketball. Stay with us. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
This week, are you back this week at all?
Friday. Three-man Friday.
That's exciting.
Isn't it?
We'll get to talk to Joanna Chadwick. Your Mays Eagles didn't really have much for Derby last night. Did you go to that game?
No, I was sleeping by 8:05.
That makes a lot of sense.
So I told Avery, my daughter, that I was going to try to get there, and I had to take Jackson to a practice. Got home and there was no way.
No chance.
It was not going to happen.
Well, I guess you didn't miss.
What was the final score?
I don't know. I think they won by 20.
Did they?
Well, I think it was something like that. It was not a close game. I thought Mays would give them a little bit more of a game, if we're being honest.
I did, too. I kind of thought they would, but, well, I don't know. I'll get the 5-1-1 here when.
The 5-1-1?
Yeah, that's what I call it. When I want the information from the high school sporting events, it's 5-1-1.
Okay. What else? What other numbers, D? What is the 4-1-1? What do you get for that?
Nothing.
That makes sense.
We've just changed it.
63-43 Derby over Mays.
Hmm.
The game of the night last night, well, there was Hillsboro-Halstead, which was good, 77-66. But how about Collegiate Wellington, 76-74?
Tight one.
That's a shot clock game right there.
That is a shot clock.
They're
game.
Getting those shots up.
I wonder how that's going.
I don't know. You don't see a huge difference in scores, although Northwest, that's a boys' score, 65-58. That's not totally out of the ordinary. Yeah, it's. Do you want to know the – I hate to do this, but Wellington and Collegiate girls?
Well, Wellington probably hammered them.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Wellington's girls' team is good.
84-6.
No.
Yes.
That's tough. I don't even know what to say to
Collegiate
that.
Girls, I covered them winning a state championship. Not in the terribly distant past. I don't know what happened. I'd like to ask Mitch Fiegel, because he's the boys' coach, but I don't know if that would be disrespectful or not.
I'd probably let that go.
You would?
I think we just
but
let
it's
that
collegiate.
One. I know. It's a surprise.
It's a huge surprise. They used to be able to churn out really good teams. I don't know what has happened over the last 5 or 10 years or so.
Well, everything's changing.
It all changes.
It's all changing.
To everything, there is a season.
Well, that's like deep.
Oh, that's like the birds.
That's too deep for me.
Yeah, I can see that.
You got me there.
What do you got going on the iPad over there?
I was trying to look up the... You just said the one score, so I was trying to look up another score.
What score?
Well, I don't really want to say it because I'm sure it's not good either.
What is it?
It was the girls. Derby. Yeah, and the Derby girls are good.
Yeah, they're very good. So, that score was 67-36.
Well...
There was a time when I covered Mays in a state semifinal game in girls basketball back when they had what's-her-name.
Who? Well, depends how far back.
Swinson? Was that her name?
Depends how far back you're going, because it's only been a couple of years for me.
Okay.
Where I've really followed everything.
I feel like there was a Swinson. There was the coach's kid, Jared Handy's daughter. She was a good player, but I think there was another player that was
so that was before
even
I was,
better.
That was before I was...
It was a while ago.
Paying attention
things
to...
go fast. That was probably like 15 years ago or something. But it feels like it was yesterday.
Oh, it's just crazy. Both our kids are 18. We got two 18-year-olds.
That's like, wild.
Where'd those years go?
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Like, I don't know where they went.
They're gone.
Yours is gone. Mine's going to be gone.
At the same place, at least. I'm surprised we never made them be friends.
Well, you don't make people be friends.
Well, we could have had something.
Well, we probably could have.
We were supposed to go bowling that one time, remember?
Yeah, we were supposed to do a lot of things.
How come we don't do more things?
Over the years, we've supposed to have done a lot of things.
Yeah.
It just never pans out. A couple things have.
A couple.
We went to the softball game.
Yeah.
Wichita State. And, of course, that we went to the doubleheader where...
Sidney's hitting streak got ended.
And
yeah,
then,
of course we had to be there for that.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Still not sure about that. Her first at bat. She made that bunt and the ump called her out.
Yeah, like out running
for
to first.
Step in the ball, for the ball. Not. It was a weird call.
Yeah, you don't make that call.
Especially on her.
Yeah.
You don't make that call to start the game.
Especially when she's got a hitting streak going.
It was terrible.
He'll be making controversial calls. That's just
ridiculous.
It's almost
like he wanted to get his name in the paper.
He probably did.
Well, I'm guaranteed he did.
He didn't, though. He didn't get his name in the paper.
You made sure of that?
I don't remember who it is.
A guy your stature could handle something like that, I'm sure.
I was told to check out the North... girls basketball score. I probably shouldn't.
Who were they playing, I wonder?
I have no idea. Well, Cape and Carroll were playing. East played Northwest. Southeast played Heights. So it probably wasn't West. Who am I missing?
I don't know. You're missing somebody.
I'm missing somebody.
I'm such a good help sometimes.
What is this?
What? What is what?
What is this?
I just asked you three times. What is what?
It's a new site for Keisha. It's bizarre.
Can you find scores on it finally?
Maybe. Is this girls? Yeah, this is girls. Let's check out the North score from last night. Okay.
What?
It's the same score, only one off. I said 84-6, Collegiate Wellington. North lost 83-5 to South.
Oh. Yeah, we shouldn't bring that up, I don't think.
You probably shouldn't.
No.
But I was told to.
Do you do everything somebody tells you, Jeff?
It was my best friend, so I'm not going to say no to him.
DMH?
No, Randy Griffiths.
Oh. You have so many, I lose track.
I probably shouldn't have said his name.
Yeah, probably not.
Because he works at North.
No,
we love the North girls basketball program is fantastic, and we both of us think so. And so does Jason, right?
Absolutely.
Are we going to hang around here and eat dinner?
Well, we can pretty much do whatever we want.
Raid the refrigerator.
We should go see what's in there.
We probably should.
No, we will, actually.
I'm going to get a text now. Don't do it. I don't want to get that text.
I won't get a text. Debbie will text me and say, you go right ahead.
Make yourselves at home.
Yeah.
So we'll do that.
And then we should be eating and watching TV upstairs.
We should. I had a lot of macaroni and cheese today, so let's not do that.
No, I'm...
I had it for lunch, and they had it at the party, so I got a little bit more.
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm having for dinner tonight. Got to make
Brad
something.
Brad from Topeka is on hold, Jeff.
I'm not sure I'm motivated. Who?
You got to be in the right frame of mind, that's for sure.
Who's on hold?
Brad from Topeka.
Brad from Topeka, what's up?
Hey, Jeff. Hey, dudes, what's going on?
You have 30 seconds, probably.
Okay, my bad, guys. Hey, I just want to let you know.
No, you're good.
That if your show gets cut off by the Jim Rome show and you guys are no longer on the air, I'm going to be real upset. I listen to you guys every day, every single day, without fail.
Thank you.
Hey, even if I miss a show, I listen to the podcast on Spotify. So, you guys are awesome. I love you guys. And dude, your picks suck this week.
Well, we. Yes,
they were bad.
Oh, I know bad. Who I'm talking to. He used your picks and made money last week.
Well, I didn't like anything last week. If I'll see the games tomorrow, and I'll let you know if there's a few I like.
All right, that'd be great, man. And I picked four of my own and won 120, so I think maybe I should be on the show too, huh?
Yeah, finally out of debt. Good
later.
Job.
Thank you.
Good job, man. So proud of you. Happy days.
The music's supposed to be playing by now. See you, Brad. There it is.
Interesting show today.
It was interesting.
It was an interesting show.
It's hard to go from really passionate debate to, you know, just chilling in the basement after Bob left.
Well, the first segment was a good little debate.
Not really.
Not as good as
you guys were scratching each other's backs.
Talking about our first segment.
Oh, ours was fantastic.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back here tomorrow, Bob and me, Jason, back here Friday for the three-man booth. Enjoy Shocker women's basketball coming up next with Steve Strain. See you tomorrow.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.